This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina kubvumbi 14, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Tiri kutanga Harare ino as one of the provincial expressions. But tichaenda kunana Bruwaya, kunana Masvingo, kunana Mutare. Tozoita an expression iri national pano zvepa Harare.
Zviuru nezviuru zvevatsigiri veMDCT zvinoratidzira muHarare. Vajora mugumbo vosarudzwa kuti vambotungamira Midlands kwemwedzi mitatu mukuedza kugadzirisa kunetsana kunotyisa kunonzi kuri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF mudunhu iri. Delta yoronga kudzikisa mutengo wedoro zvichikonzerwa nekusamira zvakanaka kweupfumi. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nengo dzeMDC inotungamirwa navamogen tsvangirai dzaratidzira muHarare nhasi dzichiti hadzisi kufara nekusamira zvakanaka kwakaita zvinhu munyika pamwe nekushayikwa kunonzi kwakaita mazakatira emari yemangoda ekwachiyadzwa. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Zviuru nezviuru zvenhengo dzeMDCT zvaungana paFreedom Square muHarare pazvatanga kuratidzira zvichipfuura nepakati pedhorobha zvakatungamirirwa navatsvangirai nemudzimai wavo neumwe utungamiriri webato iri. Varatidziri ava vanga vakatakura zvinyorwa zvakasiyana-siyana zvanga zvichitsoropodza vamugabe nehurumende yavo. Zvimwe zvezvinyorwa izvi zvanga zvakanzi tinoda mabasa edu, mugabe chienda kunozorora, uye zvimwe zvanga zvakanzi $15 billion yedu iripi. Vachibva paFreedom Square, varatidziri ava vafamba nemuna Robert Mugabe, vachipinda mudhorobha, ndokupinda muna Julius Nyerere, vakazokwidza nemuna Nelson Mandela, vakananga kuAfrica Unity Square, kwazotaurwa navatsvangirai. Vatsvangirai vati yakwana zvino nguva yekuti mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachisiya basa sezvo vatadza kugadzirisa matambudziko ari kunetsa munyika.
The 2 million jobs that we were promised has now turned out to be 2 million vendors. Yes, you know, Mugabe has no solution because he's too tired. Our demand today is that Mudara yakwana nguva yekuti muchinozorora with dignity. Hatisi kudimanda pano an overthrow of the government. We are demanding a dignified exit for a tired Mugabe.
Vatsvangirai vati kuratidzira kwavaparura nhasi kuchatekeshera nenyika yose mumazuva mashoma anotevera.
Tiri kutanga Harare ino as one of the provincial expressions. But tichaenda kunana Bruwaya, kunana Masvingo, kunana Mutare. Tozoita an expression iri national pano zvepa Harare. Ndoda kutaurirai kuti isu seMDC we are not afraid. Atichi to lead the struggle even at its worst time. Vechidiki Musatya, because what we are fighting for is for your future. Munhu ndoda kutanga ndataura kuti maita yanyu mapurisa amuna kurova vanhu. Ndo zvinoita mapurisa chaizvo, kuchengetedza vanhu.
Mumwe wavaratidziri ava, amai vembai Nyamunda, vaudza Studio 7 kuti zvinhu zvaita manyamamire nerongo munyika zvekuti havachaziva kana pekutangira kuti vakwanise kurarama.
Ari kutirwadza zvekuti vana vedu vatakabereka vari kushaya mabasa, vakusashandisa airtime, vamwe vachitamba vachisungwa, saka zviri kutirwadza.
Mapurisa anodzivirira Mvonga Mupopoto anga akazara mudhorobha rese akapakatira zvombo, asi izvi hazvina kutadzisa varatidziri ava kuenderera mberi nekuratidzira. Kuratidzira kwaitwa neMDCT nhasi kunouyawo apo mapurisa akambenga aramba kuti bato iri riratidzire, zvakaita kuti MDCT izokwidza nyaya iyi kumatare, ayo akatura mutongo nezuro wekuti mapurisa asarambidze bato iri kuratidzira. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Bato reZANU PF radoma gurukota rinoona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaJora Mugumbo kuti vambofanobata matomu sasachigaro wedunhu reMidlands kwemwedzi mitatu kuti vaedze kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nedunhu iri. Midlands inonzi inokunetsana pakati pechikwata chinonzi chiri kutsigira mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, chinonzi Team Lacoste, nechimwe chinonzi Generation 40, chinonzi chinotsigirana naamai Grace Mugabe. Zvikwata izvi zvinonzi zviri kurwisana kuda kuona achazotora chigaro chekutungamira bato kana vaMugabe vachinge vasiya basa. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vaGumbo kuti tinzwe zvizere.
Politikuri yakaona kuti vanhu vedu vanga vatadza kuriyana vari veorgani imwe chete kandi vapaprovinsi, havangakwanisi kuti vazoyananise vega, vakabva vakumbira iniso umwe wamaleaders wekumidlands ari papolitiro kuti timboendai munombonoshanda navo kwemwedzi mitatu muchiedza kuvayananisa kuti bato redu rive rinonge richifamba zvakanaka pasina kupokana. Saka ndozvataita pazuva ranhasi, National Commissar vakasukuere vauya neni, vakandina vamwe vangu vapapolitikiro mai Mnangagwa vadzivai moyo vachierenge naComrade Chitimuzenda nenhengo dzetu dzeCentral Committee ndokubva vataura izvozvo zvakarongwa nepolitikiro.
Munofunga here kuti mukati memwedzi mitatu iyi mune makwanisa kupeta basa ramapiwa here?
Ndinovimba kudaro, handisi kuona chinonetsa. Pazuva ranhasi tichapedza kutaura tabva tasara tichitaura nativi tega, zvinongova zvinhu zvidiki diki zviripo pakuti titaure pamusoro pazvo vamwe navamwe vataure zvinonesa zvobva zvatopfuura. Handifungi kuti kana ndotoona fanika kana 3 months yakatorebesa.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaJora Mugumbo vachitaura parunhare kuGweru naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Tarunona nezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika uye vachiona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato reZANU PF, Dr. Ignatius Chombo vanoti bato reZANU PF rapa murwiri wehondo yerusununguko vaAlexander Kanengoni chiremera chekuvagamba rehondo yerusununguko kana kuti Liberation War Hero. Vamwe vanga vachitarisira kuti vaKanengoni vaizovigwa kumarinda yeHeroes Acre nemabasa avakabata muhondo yeChimurenga umo vaizivikanwa nezita rekuti Comrade Gora. Asi vamwe vakarwa hondo vanoti vamwe mubato reZANU PF vaiona sevakambotsauka apo vakatsigira vamwe vaizviti vashandi vainge vaine maonero akasiyana nevakuru vebato munguva yehondo, zvakaita kuti vambosungwa. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, Blessing abata vaChombo.
Prezidenti yavo yavaKanengoni yevaMachembo yakanyora tsamba ichikumbira kuti vapuhwe rurerekedzo maererano nebasa ravakaita rekurwira nyika kusvika yasununguka, nekuzoshanda zvakare nemaeducation system nezvimwe dzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana mumapazi ehurumende, nekunyora kwavakaita mabhuku akuverengwa pasi rese. Vatarisa zvese izvozvo Wakaona kuti vatanengene vange vari munhu akashanda zvikuru akaita zvakawanda atinofanira kudi kupare chiremekedzo chemibharation wohiro. Izvi ndo zvaitwa ende madetails eburial yacho tamirira kutizwe kuprovhinsi yake nemburi yacho.
Tiri kuona kuti nyika yatarisanawo nezuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere Honorable Chombo yarasikirwa nemagamba matatu. Munodawo kupa mashoko ekuti kudii kunyaradza mhuri idzi?
Mashoko andingangopa ndekuti Nyadenga Musiki anoziva musi waanokutora. Isu chatinotenda ndechekuti vanhu vedu ava vese vari magamba ese aitika svondorino vanotosvika vana kana vashanu vane nhoroondo yakakomba, nhoroondo yekuda nyika yavo, yekumira nenyika yavo, yekusapota musangano wavo nezizanupf nekusapota hurumende yavo.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika uye vachiona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muzanupf, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Kambani inobika doro yeDelta Corporation Limited inoti iri kuronga kudzikisa mutengo yedoro nekuti harisi kutengwa. Vanhu vakawanda vanonwa doro vanonzi vari kunwa rakachipa zvepakuti Delta itatarike. Upfumi hwenyika haunawo kumira zvakanaka zvapakuti vanhu vanonwa doro vaite vashoma. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Pane vhidhiyo yaonekwa kuNigeria ine vamwe vasikana vakapambwa kuChibok nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheBoko Haram. Asi gurukwata runoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko muNigeria, Valai Mohammed, vanoti havana chokwadi kuti ivhidhiyo yechokwadi uye vachiti vari kuiferefeta. Vasikana vanodarika mazana maviri vakapambwa neBoko Haram makore maviri apfuura. Canada iri kudzika mutemo wekuti vana chiremba vanogona kubatsira munhu kuzviuraya kana achinge arwarisa. Mutemo uyu uri munyika dzakaita seAlbania, Colombia, Germany, Switzerland nemamwe matunhu emuAmerica. Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti mubatanidzwa wenyika dziri kurwisa chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State wauraya nhengo dzechikwata idzi dzakawanda zvikuru. VaObama vanga vari muVirginia pamuzinda wesangano revasori reCentral Intelligence Agency kana kuti CIA. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Vamwe vanoti kufora kwaitwa nebato reMDCT mumigwagwa yeHarare mucherechedzo yekuti vana veZimbabwe vazvipira kusimuka kuti vataure nhunha dzavo kuhurumende iyo inosimbopomerwa mhosva yekushandisa mapurisa kunyaradza vanopikisa. Rwendo runo mapurisa akapeteswa maoko nedare repamusoro iro rakapa mutongo wekuti mapurisa asatadzisa veMDCT ava kuratidzira sezvo vachipiwa mvume yekuita izvi nebumbiro remutemo yenyika. asi vamwewo ndo vanoti dai mamwe mapato anopikisa pamwe nemasangano akazvimirira vatora mukana uyu vabatana neMDCT mukutaura nezwi rimwe chete sezvo zviri kurwirwa nebato iri zviri zvimwe chete nezviri kungochemerwawo nemamwe mapato nemapoka ose. Vebato reMDCT vari kunzi nevamwe vakaitawo zano ndoga sezvo vasina kukokawo mamwe mapato aya, asi mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betugutu vaudza Studio 7 kuti kunyanga hazvo vasina kukoka mapato aya rimwe nerimwe, vakangokoka chero vanokwanisa kubatana navo. Kuratidzira uku kwabudirira here? Vamwe vanobvunza. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, tabata mukuru weYouth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe, YIDES, vaSidney Chisi, pamwe nemutauriri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vaJacob Mafume. Tatanga nekubvunza vaChisi nezvekukosha kwekuratidzirwa kwaitwa neMDCT uku.
Zvinhu zvaitika nhasi zvine zvinhu zvakati wandei zvabuda significant yazvo. Chekutanga ndechekuti mapurisa eZimbabwe anga asingadi kuti vanhu varatidzire mudemonstration iyi, nyangwe zvazvo ivo vanhu vacho vachibatabatwawo nemaproblems iwayo. Tikazoona vana veZimbabwe vachizobatsirwa nematare edzimhosva, ndo chekutanga. Chechipiri charatidza icho kuti vana veZimbabwe vasvika panhambo yekuti havachakwanisi kuti varambe vakanyarara mukutambura kwavo. Vaakutanga kusvika kuchibvunza kuti zvichimbofamba sei, and kufamba ikokoko hakuchadi kuti vanhu vangoenda pamafacebook kana kuti pamatwitter vachingopopota. Zvaakuda kuti vachionekwa muwandu hwavo, muhunhu hwavo, vachikwanisa kunge vachitaura zvavanenge vachitaura zvisinei nekuti vakadi, asi nekutiwo kuwanda kwavo ndo kwanga kuchifadza zvikuru. Nenguva yekutambura kwevanhu ike zvino izvi, kana uchiona vanhu vachibuda vanosvika kubetween 8,000 and 10,000 vachipinda parod zvekuzadza taundi yese yakatsvuka, zvinoratidza izvo kuti ivo mapurisa acho nevanga vachibvumidzawo kuti zvinhu zvava zviitike izvozvo zvavatumidzirawo meseji yekuratidza kuti vana veZimbabwe vasvikawo pekuti vatambura vanzwa, vari kumirirawo kuda kuti vabatsirwe kune vanofanira kunge vachikwanisa kupindura.
Vamafume, maonero enyu nezvingarehwa nekuratidzira kwaitwa nebato reMDCT nhasi?
Zvakanakawo zvaitwa neMDC. Ndo shuwo rinenge richifanirwa kuitika munyika kuti ani nani anenge ane chaanenge achida kutaridzira ange achikwanisira kutaridzira. Tinokurudzira matare edzimhosva kuti arambe akashinga pakupa mutongo wokuti new constitution iyi inge inotevedzerwa. Mapurisa asakwanisa kupa maexcuse avanga vajaira kupa kuti kune independence, kune afa, vari kuda kuprepare for this and that. Tinoona zvirizvo mapurisa paona demonstration ichiitika yanhasi, hapana afa, hapana mota yaputswa, hapana chaitika chavanga vachida kurambidza. Vachadzidza mune ramangwana rokuti vange vachikwanisa kuregera maZimbabweans achiratidzira.
VaChisi, imi sesangano mapindawo here mukuratidzira umu kuburikidza nekukokwa nebato reMDCT kana kuti manga muriwo pamwe chete nekuronga navo?
Zvinhu zvazvoitika nhasi izvi zvaane mufambo wakati rebei chitambidzanawo nemapato akawanda emcivic society, emudzichechi nemapolitical parties. Pane zvinhano zviviri zvataiwanikawo tiri tichishanda nevakasiyana-siyana vakadaro. One yanga iri yeNational Electoral Reform Agenda inonzi NERA, imwe yachona yanga iri yeZimbabwe National Agreement Platform.
Kuva mafume, bato renyu rawanikwawo here richipinda mukuratidzira uku muchibatanawo nezvaitwa neMDCT?
Bato redu rarisipo apa. I think ranga riri event or demonstration reMDCT, ranga vakaorganiza seMDCT vachiwana mapermission seMDCT. Asi muchitendero chedu ichi chekuti toda kuchinja zvinhu, muchitendero chedu ichi chedemokrasi, tinoda kuti ani nani ange achikwanisa kuvhiya nzou iyi nepaanokwanisa napo. Nhasi ava vavhiya nzou nepavakwanisa napo. Vamwe vakaita sesu nedzimwe mapato akaita sana People First nevamwe vakadaro, tinofanirwa kunge tichirongawo maevents anenge achinge akafanana kana kusiyana asi achibetseredza kuvhiya show iyi.
Mutauriri wePeople's Democratic Party vaJacob Mafume manzwo zvakare kubva kuna vaSed neChisi vanove mukuru weYouth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe. Vaviri ava vanga vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7.
Kwaziwa hii muri ye Zimbabwe. Ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye we Studio 7. Mwedzi uno wakubvumbi, Zimbabwe iri kusvitsa makore makumi matatu nenhanhatu yawana kuzvitonga. 18 kubvumbi 1980 izuva rakakosha munyika yeZimbabwe. Inzwai ndangariro dzenyu pano pa Studio 7 apo Zimbabwe inenge ichicherechedza zuva rekuzvitonga. Inzwai zvizere kune vaive muhondo yechimurenga vakaona hondo nekusunungurwa kweZimbabwe pamwe neavo vakaberekwa nyika yava kuzvitonga. Tumirai maonero enyu zvinoreva kuzvitonga panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Namba dzedu zvakare 001-202-465-0318.
Kune vana veZimbabwe musi wa18 April 1980 izuva guru risingakanganwiki sezvo riri zuva rakaiswa chidhindo chekuzvitonga muvhu reZimbabwe. Zuva iri rakapembererwa nevanhu munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kusanganisirawo vamwe vakapemberera zuva iri vaBernard Manyadza ava vakanga vachangobva kuhondo. VaManyadza ava vaizikanwa nezita rekuti Paka Chipoira vanoti vakabatana nevamwe mukupembera uku asi zvizhinji zvezvinhu zvavaipemberera zvaramba kubatika sezvo hurumende yeZANU PF yakundikana kuwanisa vana veZimbabwe rusununguko ruzere. Vanoti nanhasi kune vamwe vavaive navo muhondo vasati vacherechedzwa nehurumende iyi zvekuti vari kunonga svosve nemuromo. Mukutarisa nezvezuva rekuzvitonga kuzere taita hurukuro navaManyadza.
Izuva guru renyika izvi because ndo zvakazvirwa nezuru zvevanhu vakazvira vari kunze nevanhu vakazvira vari kuno vachibikira vachiparticipeta mustruggle nekuti vanhu vanotonzi mawar veterans mamwe acho ndevakanga vari kuno kumusha vakanga vachitoparticipeta during the war vakanga vachitonzengaiwo mabara iwaya evarungu. Saka zuva iri izuva guru renyika yeZimbabwe, saka ndinofanira kusununguka kuparticipeta pariri takasununguka veduwe. Asi chinozorwadza ndicho chokuti ndikarangarira kuti zvinezvi urombo hwatanawo hatine kurwira urombo izvi zviya zvokuti mazizozi achiparadzirwa achisvika kune vanhu vese nevacho vaibikira haati kusvika asi kune eclass yevanhu vakuita malutocracy vekuti pecheredza munyaya yekuluta manational resources izvozvo ndo zvinorwadza.
Imi makanga muripi vaManyadza musi wa18 April 1980?
Ndakandiri muZimbabwe ndikatonovhota.
Makakwanisa here kuenda kumhemberero dzakaitwa kurufaro dzatinonzwa kuti kwakaita makuwerere?
Ndakaenda kumamhemberero akawanda, kwete yekurufaro chete. Nekwandaive ndiri kwaive kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Kana zuva iro rakasvika ndiri Masvingo, ndaipemberera. Kana rakasvika ndiri kwaMutoko, ndaipemberera. Kana rakasvika ndiri kuBulawayo, ndaipemberera, because inational day kai.
Vanhu vazhinji vari kutarisa 36 years kana makore makumi matatu nematanhatu nyika yawana kuzvitonga. Zvii zvikuru zvamungati zvakawanikwa munguva iyoyi makore makumi matatu nematanhatu?
Chakatangatanga kuwanikwa 1980 ndechekuti kodzero yekuvhota iyai takaiwana zvachose. Zvikatombofamba zvakanaka apa tichifarira kuti nyika yedu yauya yakazokoromoka paESAP. Ndokuzoenda kumakambenzi ekuna naDRC. Kubva ipapo manje unguided missile economy haitina chamaneja mushe kupolitics ikokuku kwablood and iron. Saka ndikati magain takaona maaliens zvaamberimberi kuno kwezvezvi zvaamatambudziko nokugedhageda kwemenu kwokuti munhu anoti kana akanga agere anenge achicheuka cheuka kusvika kuti ari munyazi mangu ndiani. Zvandinotaura izvi handizozikwa here ndikaita victim.
Avanga vari vaBernard Manyadza avaizikanwa nerekuti Paka Chipoera vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mamwe masangano anorwira kodzero dzemadzimai munyika anoti ari kushungurudzika nekubatwa kuri kuitwa mamwe madzimai akarwa hondo yerusununguko kunyanya vari kumaruwa avo vanoti hurumende yavakanganwa. Muzvare Linda Masarira vesangano reZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance vanoti kunyanga hazvo nezuro pakavigwa magamba maviri echidzimai kumarinda yeHeroes Acre zvizhinji zvichiri kuda kuitwa mukurangarira mabasa akaitwa nemadzimai. Uyewo ari kuitwa nemadzimai nanhasi mune zvematongerwo enyika. Muzvare Masarira vanotiwo vafadzwa nekubuda kwaita madzimai nhasi pakuratidzira kwaitwa nebato reMDCT muHarare. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Vakadzi vazhinji vakarwa hondo yerusununguko havana kuzokwanisa kuti vakwanise kuti vabude vachimirira kodzero dzavo. Zvakatarisana nekuti varume kunyanya vari mumapato ezvevatongerwo venyika vanenge vaine kuda kudzvinyirira madzimai kuti vasawanikwe nekunoburikidza kuti vazvimirire pachavo vakamirira matongerwo enyika nekodzero dzemadzimai.
Tombotarisa kuti nezuro takaona muchakavwa mai Victoria Chitepo namai Vivian Mwashita vachiradzikwa kumarinda eHeroes Acre. Izvi zvinoratidza kuremekedzwa kwemadzimai here nemabasa avakaita panguva yehondo.
Kuradzikwa kwamai Chitepo chinhu chakanakisa fani. Asi kana takuda kutarisa pamatongerwo enyika, takatarira nemabasa akabatwa naVivian Mwashita. Tenge takuona kuti pachirungu vanenge vakuita an issue of double standard. Tichitarisa matongerwo enyika akazoitika nyika yatora rusununguko kuti mai Vivian Mwashita vakanga vasisina kumira patsarukano dzakaita sei dzakanaka nekuti vakanga vave munhu anga ava kutenga mavhoti nekutora chigaro chisina kunangana naye. Asi tinenge takuti isusu tinoda kukurudzira kuti zvori madzimai kana vachinge vapinda munyimo zvematongerwo enyika vaite zvinhu zvinoita kuti nesuwo madzimai tinzwewo kuda kupinda mupolitics.
Avanga vari mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance Muzvare Linda Masarira vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Munhau dzemitambo kuchange kuine makuwerere nemugovera masemifinals emutambo weIndependence Trophy. Dynamos ichatamba neChicken Inn ukuwo Highlanders ichitamba neFC Platinum. Kuti tinzwe nezvemitambo iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munhau dzemitambo vamuzi wetu Hadebe.
Unogona kuti unge uchinakidza mutambo uchiona kuti FC Platinum yakakunda Highlanders 2-1 neSunday paLeague. Iyezve Highlanders iyo yakakunda FC Platinum paZN ichikunda nemapenalties yanga iri 1-1 after 90 minutes. Mutambo uchanakidza asi sekuona kwangu FC Platinum inogona kuti inge ichihwina zvekare.
Toenda kumutambo weDynamos neChicken Inn, muri kuona sei?
Dynamos haisati yanyasopikika sekuona kwangu. Ukatarisa yakatokundwa neChicken Inn 3-0 pafirst match yeLeague. Pasecond match ikatamba 0-0 neTriangle. Saka zvirakidza kuti havasati vakwanisa kuti vange vachikohwesa. Iyezve kwanga kuchiitika kunge infighting apa coach Silva anga asingazvirisane naGift Muzadzi nevame kutechnical department. Asi iopportunity yokuti vange vachitraya kuti vaimprove nekuhwina mutambo iwoyo.
Nyanzvi munhau dzemitambo vamuzi wetu Adebe vachitaura parunare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Vateereri, musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai kubva munguva yehondo yechimurenga kusvika pari nhasi. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Zviuru nezviuru zvevatsigiri veMDCT zvinoratidzira muHarare. Vajora Mugumbo vanosarudzwa kuti vambotungamira ZANU-PF Midlands kwemwedzi mitatu mukuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nebato iri mudunhu iri. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyamina ndimi yake Mwakalele.
Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, April 14th, 2016. Thank you very much for joining us live from Washington this evening. This is Ndimyake Mwakalyelye. Here are our top stories this evening. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC Tea Party stages a street protest in Harare against poverty and missing diamond funds.
Mugabe is no solution to the crisis because he's too tired. We are demanding a dignified exit for a tired Mugabe.
Relatives of women stranded in Kuwait are seeking help for their safe return home.
Independence to us means nothing. It is meaningless. We don't have jobs. The children we have sent to school are not going to work. We are struggling for food every day.
And some Zimbabweans say the country's independence has become a nightmare. These stories and much more coming up. Please stay tuned. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today led thousands of his Movement for Democratic Change supporters in street protests demanding an explanation to the missing $15 billion diamond fund and an end to rising poverty and unemployment. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Thousands of MDCT supporters gathered at an open space near ZANU-PF headquarters that the opposition has dubbed Freedom Square before Tsvangirai, his wife Elizabeth, and the top MDC brass led them through the Central Business District to Africa Unity Square adjacent to Parliament. The placard-carrying protesters sang revolutionary songs as they marched through Robert Mugabe Way, turning into Julius Nyerere, before making another turn into Nelson Mandela, going past their party's headquarters and headed to Africa Unity Square, where Tsvangirai addressed them.
The 2 million jobs that we were promised has now turned out to be 2 million vendors. Mugabe is no solution to the crisis because he's too tired. We are demanding a dignified exit for a tired Mugabe. Go and have an early retirement, a dignified exit.
Tsvangirai noted, though, that he was not calling for the overthrow of the sitting government. Tsvangirai told his supporters that he was worried by the ruling party's failure to create the 2.2 million jobs that the president promised in the run-up to the 2013 national elections, adding that poverty was now rife in the country.
We are going to demand and take our rights to the people of Zimbabwe. Never again should we entrust our freedom in any particular individual.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says close to 1,000 companies have shut down following the polls that the opposition says were fundamentally flawed. MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora said his party was demanding an explanation to the missing $15 billion in diamond proceeds, noting that the protests would spread to other provinces in the next few days before a national mass action is announced.
This is just the beginning of the demonstrations we are going to have. We are going to have demonstrations in Bulawayo, Mutare, Masvingo, Gweru, Chinoy and the other cities before we cascade to the growth points. But I want to commend the people of Zimbabwe for showing peace, for showing that they are responsible. This demonstration shows that Zimbabweans are able to have peaceful demonstrations.
The MDCT's Harare Provincial Organizing Secretary, Rhino Mashaya, said the only solution to the economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe was for Mr. Mugabe to leave office.
I understand everyone now knows Mugabe is the problem, and they are demanding their jobs and the 15 billion just disappear from nowhere whilst we got leadership in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mugabe stunned the nation recently when he claimed that his government could not account for more than $15 billion in diamond sales generated from Manicaland province as the opposition supporters marched in the streets of Harare. Heavily armed police patrolled the streets and barricaded the road when protesters intended to march on parliament. The march proceeded after the High Court yesterday ordered the police not to stop the opposition from protesting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Hello there. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios or t-shirts for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The draw will be conducted April 18th, Independence Day. Don't be left out. The question today is, when was the Unity Accord signed by ZANU-PF and PF-ZAPU? The answer to our question yesterday is Simon Muzenda. Thank you very much for the overwhelming response. Some relatives of women and girls lured to Kuwait in the Middle East to seek greener pastures are seeking help for their safe return back to Zimbabwe. The relatives say some of the so-called Kuwait employment agencies are now refusing to disclose their locations, demanding payment of up to $3,000 each for those that want to terminate long-term contracts. At least 200 women were reportedly lured to go and work in Kuwait, where they were promised lucrative jobs by the agents. Some of them have now been turned into commercial sex workers and slaves. Indications are that 180 are still in that nation. A relative of a 21-year-old lady who is being allegedly abused in Kuwait, who only wanted to be known as Mrs. Mary Ndoro, tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye that her family has not heard from the young lady since Easter.
I have a relative, a niece who has gone to Kuwait. My niece was working somewhere else, and she goes to a certain church, which I shall not mention. She has got a neighbor who is part of the agents. This neighbor spoke to the parents, and the parents trusted this neighbor that you can give me your daughter, there's a job in Kuwait, she can go there and stay there and earn $900. She actually recruited so many girls in her neighborhood in that pretext. So you would pay for visa, you would pay for clearance at the police. She would run and do all those things for you. Between 5 to 7 days, there will be a ticket and a visa. And the visa is not written in the language that we understand. There's only a date of entry and a date of expiry. And when she got there, the sponsors came and they picked them up from there and took them to their palaces, to their mansions. They went there, and she was told, you are not going to work in a hotel. You are going to work in this house as a maid.
So what is the situation right now? Where is your niece?
We don't even know where she is, because they shifted there from the time she reported, and she was taken somewhere else. We can't get hold of her. She has no phone. We don't even know where she is. So we managed to call the agent. The agent says he wants $3,000.
That was a Zimbabwean woman who wants to be known only as Mrs. Ndoro. She spoke with Studio 7's Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye. Efforts to get a response or comment from the Kuwaiti embassy have been futile.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month, we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980, was a significant moment celebrated by millions of people, including the late great Bob Nesta Marley, on Independence Day in Harare. Cause that's the only way we can overcome a little trouble. What are your thoughts of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Send us your thoughts on our WhatsApp number, 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
War veteran Bernard Manyadza, who was known during the liberation struggle as Paka Chipoera, says President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has failed to make Zimbabwe a democratic nation. He tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that unlike what they were calling for during the war, there is no one person, one vote in the country.
The first thing that we enjoyed in 1980 with the conclusion of the war was the enjoyment of one man, one vote. That should have remained for the nation up to date. We were also yearning for inner party democracy. That is, the principle of one man, one vote should determine all political activities in all political parties. But the unfortunate thing, the unfortunate development is this was somehow thwarted. And as I speak, there is no internal democracy in the part of under which I fought, which is why you are having this spate of faction. It stems from lack of inner party democracy.
Where were you in 1980, on 18 April?
Exactly on that date, I was in Harare, enjoying with the rest of the populace the one man, one vote spectacle.
That was war veteran Bernard Manyadza speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. We will air another part of this interview tomorrow here on Studio 7. Don't miss it. Moving on, some Zimbabweans say the current harsh economic situation in the country has almost eroded most gains of independence, as most of them now appear to be worse off than before the nation was liberated from British rule. As the country prepares to mark its 36th independence anniversary, they say black majority rule has become a curse to most citizens that are struggling to make ends meet. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports from the capital.
Some Zimbabweans have suffered to the extent that they now believe that colonial ruler Ian Douglas Smith was far much better than the current ruling ZANU-PF party led by President Robert Mugabe. But others dismiss this as baseless, noting that the Smith regime was racist as it treated blacks like second-class citizens. Backers of this school of thought further argue that independence from colonial rule liberated them from one of the most oppressive systems in the world, racism. Alice Mkonoweshuru is convinced that the current black government is worse than the racist Smith regime. As a result, she believes that Zimbabweans are worse off today than they were under the colonial rulers.
Independence to us means nothing. It is meaningless. We don't have jobs. The children we have sent to school are not going to work. We are struggling for food every day. Almost everything is depressing. We have nothing to celebrate for. Otherwise, things is gone worse than before. So independence is nothing to us, completely nothing, because we are suffering.
36-year-old Kudakwasha Maisiri, a general dealer who sells all sorts of goods in Zimbabwe's capital city, despite having a diploma in nursing, shares the same sentiments.
I can't really say that I'm living the kind of life that I want to live. So because of that, independence to me is not really significant.
Anderson Kufakunesu, Another Harare resident adds that the country has not recorded any meaningful social and economic development since independence in 1980.
For me, there is no independence in Zimbabwe because people are being forced to do something which they don't want. Like companies are forced to remit 51% to local people, while it's 49% are taken by the foreign companies. So for someone to say that Zimbabwe is independent in that area, I don't think it would be good. Even for people to do their business, like we have Zim asset in Zimbabwe, which does not benefit nearly everyone, but it's only for those who hold SANPF cards. But for MDC people, they don't have independence, even because when they want to do their political activism, they have to apply to the police, and most of the time they are not given a chance to do their functions. So I don't think there is independence in Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIMASET, is the country's economic blueprint mooted by the ruling SANPF party before the 2013 general election, which it won, though the results have been disputed by opposition parties. For Shorai Chimuriwo, independence without a sound economy is just as bad as not having independence at all.
For now, I can say it's useless to celebrate on the 18th of April because with the situation we are facing right now, in regard of the economy, the situation of the economy is not good. We can say independence is a day that we say we have been freed, but for the situation right now, we are facing a suffering, so there's no independence at all.
Harare Central Member of Parliament Maurice Zizayo of the MDCT Formation agrees, stressing that the country's independence has just become a meaningless calendar day.
It has changed from that very much celebrated day when people would celebrate their freedom and celebrate good life, celebrate happiness, celebrate democracy, celebrate good education, medicines in the hospitals. All that is gone. It is an independence that comes just coincidentally, like now, when people cannot even access their monies in the bank. You go to the bank, there is no money, there is nothing, unemployment is rampant. So it just has remained a calendar date.
But Emilia Machacha disagrees, arguing that though the economy is almost on its knees and people are struggling to make ends meet, it is still worth celebrating Independence Day.
Independence is of much importance, and it's a day that should be put into consideration by every Zimbabwean, because we managed to celebrate our freedom. With my life, the joy that I have today, the peace that I have today in Zimbabwe, not only me but every Zimbabwean, it was because some people had to sacrifice their lives so that we can have this independence. So it is of much importance.
Zimbabweans had high hopes of achieving a lot of social, economic and political goals before and after independence. Some people now think that the future is bleak under the ZANPF government, though others believe that Mr. Mugabe's government will normalize the situation in the near future. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metom Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, a closer look at today's street protests in Harare, staged by the Tsvangirai-led MDC. But first, a look at regional and international news. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purporting to show the missing girls just 4 months ago has given parents hope that their children are still alive. A mother said she recognized several of the girls. They lived in her neighborhood. Until now, there has been almost no news on the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok, which sparked global condemnation, street protests in Nigeria, and offers of help finding the girls from the country's allies. And finally, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said today that he is extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes, saying it takes large sums away from governments who need the money to fight poverty. Kim told a news conference in Washington that he was distressed by the scope of the offshore accounts as disclosed in the Panama Papers, a recent report by investigative journalists who included Studio 7's Ray Choto, based on a massive leak of documents from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca that for decades has helped create the companies across the globe. As we mentioned earlier, MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai today led his party supporters in street marches against poverty, the deteriorating economic situation in the country, and missing diamond funds estimated at least $15 billion. Some opposition parties did not join the march, though they were invited to take part. Despite this, representatives of some of the parties believe that they will work together with the MDCT in the near future in staging such street protests. ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment on the protests. For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached Jacob Mapfume, spokesperson of the Progressive People's Party, led by Tendai Biti, and Sidney Chisi of the Youth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe. Mapfume says that the PDP was not invited to attend the event.
It had MDC colors, and it was led by the leadership of the MDCT. And even when they sought the permission, they did not make any excuses about it. It was for the MDC to make a point in terms of the national issues that they needed to make. And I think we respect that. I think as Zimbabweans, this is the multi-party democracy we've been crying about. In other countries, this happens. The EFF demonstrates on its own. The DA demonstrates on its own. But when there are issues for us to unite, or when there are activities for us to unite, a common platform to organize, to prepare the dates, will be done, and all of us, we will participate. As you know, in our ranks, we have people like Solomon Madzore and so forth, who have spent more than 3 years in jail because of this ZANU-PF regime. And these people have seen it all and done it all. We are not scared of this regime at all, at all. We have fought against it, but we know and understand that in these gatherings, in this assembly for fighting for democracy, there is a time for everything, as it is said in the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time to join, there's the time to watch, and there's a time to act, and so forth. So we need to be organized in that manner.
So, Mr. Chisi, PDP decided not to come.
I can certainly say that it was an open invitation, particularly to those organizations that have been participating in the National Electoral Reform Agenda Platform, and also organizations that have been participating in the Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform. These platforms have been bringing together political parties, labor, the church, and civil society. So that was where the general invitation had gone to. And I'm sure that PDP has not been participating in those platforms. Those kind of issues are issues that are supposed to be bringing us together. And I can say that PDP in itself remains quite critical as a player in terms of the agenda of bringing in the opposition political parties together and facing the same agenda and ensuring that Zimbabwe becomes a democracy again. So it has been an open platform. Like I said, like what Jacob has also said, it was exclusively in the MDC event, which would also give an opportunity for the other comrades.
Mr. Mapfume, so do you think that maybe in the long run, you may work with the MDCT, you know, in terms of bringing democracy in Zimbabwe? Because as far as people are concerned, your kind of views and the MDCT's views are not too different.
Yes, I think working together is the best option, a grand coalition. What we need is to quickly move away from words to action. I think we have spoken a lot about working together. It is now a chorus. Now we must not only speak, but we must be seen to be working together. So to be seen to be working together, it's actually doing joint activities, working on joint platforms, and targeting the same issues and developing strategies. So definitely in the near future, it is my fervent hope and prayer that we are guided by the Lord and by our wisdom to quickly work together through actions and not in words.
So, Mr. Chisi, if the two parties can work together, you know, on any activity, why are you then divided? You know, because it seems as if you are wasting people's time, right?
No, including people are, we are not wasting anyone's time, but we also understand that we can't underestimate the issue that there is a history behind the situation that we find ourselves in, especially the political parties themselves. So even when people are saying they want to come to work together, they also have to put caution, but critically, it is understanding the issues of why people have to be working together at a particular time. And the move that has been happening, like I said, that there is a platform called National Electoral Reform Agenda, where political parties are coming together to deal with issues of the electoral reform. There's also this not the National Agreement Platform, where people are taking issues around your economy, your women's affairs, you talk about natural resources, you talk about governance culture. All these things are issues that we definitely finally would bring organizations together. So really, we would not want to rush into certain things that will end up affecting the byproduct that we want. What we want is to get the best of output from whatever political initiative that we might actually want to do, so that we might not build on something that will crumble.
Mr. Mafume, in conclusion, do you think that such demos play any role in terms of transforming society?
Everything is a beginning. As an event in itself, it mustn't be an event, but it must be a process. I think for all those people who believe in the non-violence mantra, like us, that was spouted by Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King, I think passive forms part of outward expression. But what it needs is it needs sustained action. One issue is that people must avoid getting caught in celebrating an event for itself. What we must be able to do is to make sure that these are mobilization points. It is a way forward, it is a plan of action, and it is a program of action, so that we are not caught in an idea of celebrating, meeting together and going away. This is not a church event where the promised thing is in heaven or after one is dead.
That was Jacob Mapume, spokesperson of the Progressive People's Party. You also heard from Sydney Chisi of the Youth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube.
Hello, all young people out there. I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. We have a new, vibrant, energetic, inspirational segment. This is Time to Engage. We have hot topics for discussion, like life coaching, motivation, leadership, health, entrepreneurship. This also includes music, social media, and everything else you want to know. We will talk to various experts to help us with these discussions coming from Washington. Send a message to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. Hashtag time to engage.
Don't miss it right here on Studio 7. Please remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxedes Jeremiah and Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye, will be talking with listeners and experts about the role played by women in Zimbabwe's liberation struggle of the 1970s, and also the role that they still play today to reform the society. If you wish to join the show, please call us at 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Before we go, a quick recap of our top stories today. Former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC Tea Party staged massive street marches in Harare against poverty and missing diamond funds, and he also called on President Mugabe to leave office. Relatives of women stranded in Kuwait are seeking help for their safe return back to Zimbabwe. And some Zimbabweans say the country's independence is not what they had hoped. And that's our broadcast for this evening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. This is Ndimiyake Mwakalielie here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga endimi yakhe mwakhalielie ngokusethulela uhlelo ngendaba ze ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 14 ngoMabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Qakathekile ukuthi ihulumende kaRobert Mugabe usitshele ukuthi i-15 billion ingapi njalo umsebenzi ingapi. So qakatheke kakhulu ukubana sesiyenza lo ngaphansi komthetho langaphansi komthetho.
Inkulungwane zabasekeli bebandla le-MDCT zingene ezitaladeni eHarare zitshengisela ngokonakala komnotho welizwe. Kwele South Africa khona amakhulu abasekeli bebandla leZimbabwe People First batshengisele labo ePitoli besithi bafuna ukuphiwa ilungelo lokuvota.
Ama-demand wethu, they are simple. Sifuna freedom. Sifuna ukuthi i-embassy yethu iye eZimbabwe. Ikhulume neParliament uthi abantwana bahleli South Africa, abantwana bahleli UK. Kufanele sibavumele bavote.
Inhlanganiso ebona ngezenguqu ezifa ithi ile ndaba ezimnandi kubasekeli bomdlalo wenguqu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inkulungwane zabasekeli bebandla leMDCT zingene esitaladeni seHarare namhla zitshengisela ngokonakala komnotho welizwe, ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, ukucatsha kwemali yamadayimana engamabhiliyoni alitshumi lanhlanu lokunye okunenginengi okuhluphayo elizweni. Lanxa kungazange kube lodlakela, amapholisa ake aphosa intuthu ehitshayo ngesikhathi lokukutshengisela kubanga edalele parlamente. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ngenye yengoma leyo ebezihlatshelwa ngabakade befola laba betshengisa ukuthakazelela umkhokheli wabo uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai obekhokhela lokhu kufola ekhatshwe ngunkosikazi wakhe u-Elizabeth. Basukela endaweni eyaphiwa igama lokuthi Freedom Square, libandla le-MDCT. Inkokheli ye-MDCT iveze ukuba enye injongo yalokhu kufola okwenziwe ngokuthula yiwukhuthaza uMongameli Mugabe lenkokheli yebandla lakhe ukuthi badinge indlela zokuqeda ubuyanga osebubhahile elizweni kanye lokungathembeki osekuphazamise isimo somnotho. Bathi bafuna njalo uMongameli Mugabe atsho ukuba ikuphi njalo yasebenzani i-15 billion etholakale ekuthengisweni kwamatshe aligugu amadayimani lokuthi enze ibe khona leyo misebenzi ayithembisa uZulu phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2013. Lanxa amapholisa ebegcwele indawana yonke uZulu lenkokheli okubalisa uMnumzana Tsvangirai, basuke lapho oqala khona i-Freedom Square bangena umgwaqo uRobert Mugabe, bajika ngoJulius Nyerere, bayangena uNelson Mandela sebelubhekise edale lePhalamende lapho abavinjwe khona befuna ukwethula incwadi yezikhalazo. UMnumzana Tsvangirai wethule amazwi akhe e-Africa Unity Square. Emazwini akhe uTsvangirai unxoma uZulu oqunge isibindi ukuza kulokhu kutshengisela ethi yisibonelo sokuba sebedini wabantu ukube lokhu bencindezelwa kumalungelo abo. Uthe imizamo yamapholisa yokuvimba lesi sehlakalo lihlazo.
Mugabe has no solution to the crisis because
He's too tired.
Usephelelwe ngamacebo uMongameli Mugabe awukulungisisa inkinga ilizwe elibhekane lazo ngoba sediniwe. Lamuhla sithi kuye kasuke esikhundleni ayephumula. Kasitsho ukuba sifuna ukugenqula umbuso ngokungekho emthethweni sithi thina makasuke ngokuthula ayephumule.
Izolo idalele High Court liphe imvumo lelibandla ukutshengisela lifola okuke kwadluliselwa phambili kuviki ephelileyo abezomvikela lamapholisa ngaleso sikhathi bethi bengafuni kuphazamise umhlangano kamongameli Mugabe labalwa impi yenkululeko. UNkosazana Lindiwe Makhulumo ngowesifazane osesemutsha oyisakhamuzi sedzibarasekwa engunobhala jikelele kwezokukhankasela umhlangano edolobheni leHarare uchaza ukuba kungani ephatheke kulokhu kufola.
And then bake baqala nda ukubuyalayala but kathe sibona sithabile ukuthi sizokuthwa igwetha lethu uNelson Chamisa lo lokuzeni noDouglas Monzora baphiwe imvume yokuthi sinjani sitshengisele ilizwe lonke ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi njengabantwana beZimbabwe sikhalelani. Sifuna okokuqala sifuna i-15 billion yethu yena leyo yaswelakalayo njengabantwana abancane sifuna amatazataza yethu siyafuna.
Unobhala jikelele ebona ngezabesifazane Secretary for Gender Youth Wing uNkosazana Sithabile Mlilo yena uze evelele kobulawayo.
Hayi nxa ngibona abantu bebaningi sonyathaba ngoba kulama-youth amaningi kakhulu ababuye ukuzo demand imali yabo. Nxa abantu besithi khona abatholiwa i-15 billion yethu so thina sibuye ukuzo demand ama-$1,000 yethu ngoba nxa besithi ababoni i-15 billion thina lathi ku-population about 15 million abantu so omunye lomunye umelise demand ama-$1,000.
Umnumzana Gift Siziba yisakhamuzi seHarare njalo engomunye wabasakhulayo abaze kulo mkhosi ngoba ethi kuyiyona ndlela ezafuqa uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi alungisise umumo welizwe.
I-decision evele ku-High Court yeZimbabwe ukuthi i-demonstration le iqhubekele phambili and ngizwa ngikhululekile kakhulu kubana thina njengabatsha qakathekile ukuthi ihulumende ka-Robert Mugabe usitshele ukuthi i-15 billion ingapi njalo umsebenzi ingapi. So qakatheke kakhulu kubana sesiyenza lo ngaphansi komthetho langaphansi komthetho.
Unobhala we-MDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba okwenzakale eHarare kuzasabalala kuye lakwamanye amadolobha amakhulu lamancinyane njengendlela yokutshengisa uMongameli Mugabe ukuba abantu sebediniwe ngombuso wakhe. Baqhubeke behlabela abekade betshengisela laba sebelubhekise e-Africa Unity Square lapho abagqibe khona lumbuthano. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Sizahlaziya lolu daba kabanzi kumzuzwana elandelayo. Kunjalo nje amakhulu abasekeli bebandla leZimbabwe People First elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje bebetshengisela emahofisini omeli weZimbabwe ePretoria kwele South Africa besithi bafuna ilungelo lokuvota bekhona le kwele South Africa. Bebecula begiya kanye lokutshaya phansi ngentonga besithi bazimisele ukuletha umbuso omutsha eZimbabwe. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Icuku labasekeli beZimbabwe People First ZPF abafika amakhulu amahlanu bafike bengasadlanga nkotshane ofisini yomeli weZimbabwe ePretoria besithi bafuna ilungelo lokuvota bese South Africa. Lamalunga lelibandla ungakapheli umnyaka lizelwe abevele zabelweni esijeneyo kwele South Africa. Osaphethe isikhundla sokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zalelibandla kwele South Africa umnumzana Lawrence Mavaire uthi bakubeke kwacaca abafuna uhulumende weZimbabwe abenzele khona.
Ama-demand wethu they are simple, sifuna i-freedom. Sifuna ukuthi i-embassy yethu iye eZimbabwe ikhulume ne-parliament ukuthi abantwana bahleli South Africa, abantwana bahleli UK kufanele sibavumele bavote. It's simple because it is their right. That is our only demand.
Esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana John Jwara osuke esabelweni sakwaZulu Natal ezoletha isikhalazo sakhe mathupha uthi akathandabuza ukuthi ivoti yakhe izahlengilizwe athi selibhidliziwe yiZANU-PF.
ilizwe selifile seliphelile nya ukhulumeni nje awuseko kuyilizwe nje lefamily yakamgabe kufanele sibuyisele idignity yezwe lethu ukuthi wonke umuntu abe namalungelo hayi ukuthi uhulumeni sisusabe uhulumeni ukuthi masikeza saveza inhloso yethu bese basilethe amaphoyisa azosishaya kufanele sibe namalungelo nathi njengabantu
amalunga lelibandla achaze ibandla lawo njengelilomo esihluko elilokuthula kanti lokhu bebekugcizelela nangengoma zokholo Wasaphethe isikhundla sokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zabatha kuleli bandla umnumzana Darlington Sibanda uthi uthokoze kakhulu ngosekelo olutholwe libandla lakhe kwele South Africa.
Everywhere you go now, abantu bayawujabulela umzabalazo eHubro, Beria, la empuma khona ewadini yami. We are holding ama meetings at least once a month and siyamobilize. Come 2018, siyangena estate house. Come 2018, siyogavena. The people shall govern.
Ugwalo lwesikhalazo zabe betshengisela laba lwemukelwe umunye wesiphathamandla ze-ofisi yomelwe eZimbabwe wathembisa ukuthi luzasiwa uhulumende eZimbabwe. Ukungezi komelwe eZimbabwe ukuzokwemukela lolu gwalo mathupha kubathi ukuthelisile abe betshengisela laba. Lobanje amabandla amaningi aphikisayo esehluleka kaningi-ningi ukubamba ngamandla uhulumende we-ZANU-PF ukuthi abaphe ilungelo lokuvota besemazweni, abasekeli bebandla le-ZPF bathi lesi sekuyisikhathi senguquko kanti njalo bathi okwakhathesi akekho ozaba lamandla okuyivimba. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlela umshweshwe
Lamlela nampa bafube mbula
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlela umshweshwe
Lamlela nampa
Kuhlelo lwezemaphandleni lamhla sise Beitbridge njalo sixoxa lomeli walesisigaba edalele eParliamente unkosikazi Sipho Dube ngomumo wendlala. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Madube.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Injani indlala kona ngapha?
Hayi kubi. Abantu abazange badobhe lutho. Daba lwendlala lukhulu eBeitbridge. I-government yayithembisile ukuthi izafaka abanika abantu uhlelo lokudla. But kukhanya eBeitbridge uhlelo lwangikhona olokuphiwa abantu abakalutholi. Ngaphandle komumbu othengiswayo. Umumbu lothengiswayo uthengiswa nge-$15 ebantwini. Kodwa ke ukuthengisela umuntu wonke. Nxa usithi uthi uyakhangela umumo baba owendlala esikhuluma ngayo kulamba abantu abangenalesiyo ukuthi bathole yona i-$15. Thina sasicabanga ukuthi abantu nje kuzayenza i-drought leyisa abantu baphiwa ukudla mahhala bese kusithi laba abangani phi bayathola kube yibo abangathenga umumbu lowo nge-$15. Kodwa akunjalo abantu kufanele bathenge umumbu nge-$15. Ungathi uyakhangela lapho umumbu lo wahanjiswa khona, wahanjiswa ku-GMB wokuthi abanye abantu bahamba 20 kilometers or 40 kilometers ukuthi bayefika khonapho okuthengiswa khona umumbu. Umumbu lo uthi wehlisiwe i-$15. But ungakunanzelela manje. Nxa umuntu esuka lapha asuka khona ku-40 kilometers or 30 kilometers esiyathenga umumbu lo, kuyabe sokufanele ukuthi agade e-GMB. Aphinde futhi awugadiselwe umumbu ukuthi ayefika emzini wakhe. Evele yena engelalutho, aphinde awugayise. Ngikhuluma nje ngemaphandleni namhla. Ngifice enye imuli ekutshengisa ukuthi kabalalutho bewomsimlomo besidla isihlahla okuthiwa ngumkhomo. Bethi umumbu ukuthi ukhona i-$15. Asanelisi ukuyawuthenga.
Othole besidla isithelo somkhomo benza njani? Basidla njani? Bayasipheka kwenziwa njani?
Bayafaka umkhomo lwana emanzini uncibilike. Xa usuncibilikile sebefaka ithukela sebegoqoza. Ababe belethukela bayafaka ithukela bagoqoze. But nxa ungelathukela ikuzigoqozela nje uzidlele. Kumbeni kwesinye isikhathi bapheke ngawo iporridge. But khonapho kwena le ndawo efike khona bebengelayo yona impuphu yokuthi bapheke iporridge.
Abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abaphathisa abalambayo kalikababoni.
Kuke kwaba le ndaba enje eyokuthi abantu baya kule social welfare ebinika abantu abadala bathwa baholisa imali beholiswa ama 20 ama 20 ngona I think bahola kabili nginyako phelileyo naloko siyakubo November December bazothi umumbu abantu abadala kuthiwa abantu abakhulileyo umumbu lowo lawo bahole kabili imali yokade kuthiwa ivela ku health division umumbu kuthiwa yi social welfare. So yikho kwagcina khonapha akulahlelo olunika abantu i-staff okwakathesi abantu kuthiwa kabayethengani umumbu nalowo owe-$15 ngokuthi umumbu onalowo kuthiwa abantu bayabhalisa ngosobhuku usobhuku abhalisa abantu bakhe lezithupha and then umuntu nxa esesiye GMB laphana uyahamba lani nebizo likasobhuku wakhe ibizo lakhe liyabe likhona le number yakhe yesithupha. So akula angikaboni i-organization encedisayo kapa
selike laluthela yini edalele parliamente njengomeli wesigaba loludaba.
Ya edalele parliamente sikhuluma ngendaba yendlala kuzaze ku-announce ukuthi sokulendlala kwakhulunywa ukuthi abantu bazaphiwa kuzaphuma i-program yokuthi abantu baphiwe ukudla kwakhulunywa ukuthi ama-low umumbu nxa kuphiwa lapha anti kulokuthi abanye abantu bayazithola balakho abalakho okokuthiababalayo imali yokuthi bayathenga kuyakhangelwa nje kwathiwa ama-$15 la kuzabe kuthengiselwa abantu abanjani laba abakwanisayo ukuthola bayehlisele wehlise umumbu onalowo kwathi ube yi-$15 but ukukhulunywa sile kwathiwa khwangona abantu bonke kufanele bathole ukuhle as long engumzimbabweni wonke umuntu affecthwe i-drought and ufanele athole ukudla ngabona kwakhulunywa kakhulu sibili ngendaba yonaleyo but okusalayo kuground ukudla asikakubona kukafiki kodwa iparlamenti sibili yakhuluma ukuthi kufanele wonke umuntu athole ukudla.
Hhayi isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye Madube phosa elokugcina
uhulumende kancedise kakhulu ukuthi ukudla kakubuye phansi ebantwini abantu bathole ukudla okudla sikuloko okuncedisa ukuthi abantu bengafi ngendlala i-$15 abantu kabayenelisi abalayo.
Hayi bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo Madube siyabonga.
Lami ngiyabonga baba.
Ngukama.
Kuveli lalele uhlelo lwezemabhandleni sixoxa lo nkosikazi Isipho Dube umeli weBeitbridge edale lePhalamende. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yenxa kukhona elifuna sikhulume ngakho khona ngapho emaphandleni lisithinteke sizalitshayela ucingo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Saka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. And I don't want my people to be tricked. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18. Uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Women's Round Table sihlaziya imisebenzi enziwa ngabesifazana selokhe elizwe lithole uzibuse. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
singene kwezi vela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Uhulumende wakwele Somalia sebulale enye intathelizindaba uHassan Hanafi Haji obeseteswa icala lokusebenzelana lenhlanganiso ye-Al-Shabaab ukubulala ezinye intathelizindaba. Abakokhelayo kukhetho lokudinga abazamela amabandla athi elama-Democrats unkosikazi Hillary Clinton kanye lomnumzana Donald Trump wama-Republicans bakhangelelwe ukunqoba kukhetho lwama-primaries oluza kwenziwa ngolwesibili. Njengokwethembisa kwethu ngaphambilini, ukutshengisela kwabebandla le-MDCT eHarare namuhla bekhonona ngokunyamalala kwamabhiliyoni alitshumi lanhlanu amadola lezinye inhlupho ezibhekane lozulu weZimbabwe kubikwa kuphumelele kakhulu ngoba abantu beze ngobunengi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxele lwela amalungelo oluntu uNkosazana Nyari Mashamombe endawonye loDumisani Mleya intathelizindaba elodumo.
Mina ngibona ngani ukuthengisela into enhle. Kutshengisela ukuthi abantu sibadiniwe nokudubeka, abantu balambile, amankazana hhayi esikolo bayalotsholwa bebancane. Konke lokhu yinto kade zizalungiswa aluba i-15 billion dollars le ingadliwanga. Kodwa ma ngikhangele indaba yokuthi i-MDC itshengiseni, mina ngibona ngani yikho lapho esile problem lingamaZimbabwe. It's becoming about uchangirai this, uchangirai that, how powerful uchangirai ukwanisa ukuletha abantu 10,000. Thina sesidiniwe ngakho konoko konke. Thina njengamaZimbabwe sithi mathi siza kuthi yi-MDC kutsho kuthi sithiya abanye ama-millions akweZimbabwe abezanu-PF labo abangafuni ukuthi i-15 billion dollars leyi ibe ihliwe anyithi. So mina ngibona ngani kumele kube yindaba yemaZimbabweni. Thina njengamaZimbabweni sithini, kumele singagqoki i-red mathi sitshengisela ngendaba ye-15 billion leyi. Kumele umuntu wonke egqoke konke akufunayo, singene lapha sonke kurodi sihambe sethengisela njengamaZimbabwe.
Ngubani Nyari okumele ayenze khona lokho? Yena usethethe inyathela lakuqala yokuthi kakutshengiselwe wakhokhela, masingamsoli phela ngalokho.
Uyabona CJ, abantu laba bonke abezanikezi labo MDC basebenzisa kabi, yibo abasithwalisa nzima lapha emhlabeni, especially eZimbabwe lapha, ngoba bathatha ama-chance. Lo uyabona ukuthi i-15 billion lei iyaswelakala, so asambeni sisebenzisa abantu ukugcinisa umhlangano wethu. I-good leadership esiyifunayo uTsvangirai lo kade kumele engathi abantu bakhe begqoke i-red, kade kumele ebize umhlaba wonke ethi mhlaba asambeni, asifuna abantu abazagqoka red, asifuna abantu abazagqoka ZANU-PF, umuntu wonke asambeni. That's good leadership esifunayo lapha eZimbabwe. Asifuni abantu abaloko besidivider.
Hayi, asinikane phela ithuba. Dumisani, uthini ngalokhu wena?
Konke akusho ku-right ukuthi if abantu bazafuna ukuthi into leyo iphumelele kumele bahlangane ngobuningi babo, lingasebenzi ngaphansi eqondene lodwa. Inhlanganiso yenza njengemfisha ayisoze ikwanise ukuletha abantu bonke beZimbabwe ukuthi bathwale emgwaqweni bayetshengisela emadrofi wonke. Kungaba ngcono ukuthi kuhlangane, kodwa-ke kuqakathekile ukuthi kube nomunye oqalayo ey'ntweni lezi. Siyakwazi ukuthi ungathi wonke umuntu baye phambili, aye sibaningi abafuna ukuthi baye phambili. So kuqakathekile omunye oqalayo, nayiqeda lapho abanye sebesovela sebesebenza bonke, kube nabantu nje abavela ku-civil society emaqembeni ezombusazwe abaphikisayo, bonke laba bangahlala ndawonye kuba yinto enkulu. Kodwa-ke kufanele kube nabantu abaphambili, ngoba ungathi wonke umuntu ka-organize kaqoqe le nto ayiphumelele, kumele kube nomuntu oqoqayo i-week in week out eSouth Africa. Khona ama-demonstration but ayabe ekhokhelwa ngabantu abaziwayo, nehlanganiso ezikhona ezaziwa ngabantu. So nalapha kumele kube nomunye ohamba phambili. Iqiniso lapha yikuthi ey'nhlanganisweni eziphikisayo leZimbabwe ama-opposition parties, uTsvangirai nguye oleqembu elikhulu. Lokhu akutho ukuthi inkokheli esingathi iyakwazi ukwenzeka kwedlula abanye. Hhayi, siyatsho-ke ukuthi phansi lapha ebantu unabalandeli abaningi kwedlula amanye amaqembu. Njengoba eseqalisile ukuthi ukuthi abanye ngabasondele eduze bakhulume naye, bahlangane babone ukuthi bakhuluma ngento yinye, bahlangane efanayo,
kodwa okwanamhlanje phela lingazake limthathele inhlonipho yona leyo eyokuthi nguye osukumileyo wakhipha ilizwi lokuthi asitshengisele nini madoda ngendaba le e-15 billion.
Hayi, ngiyeke because nguye oqoqe into leyo. Kumele sikuvume ukuthi nguye oletha abantu ukuthi basondele lapha emgwaqweni bahambe bayatshengisela.
Lami ngiyahlonipha lokhu Dumisani okutsho ukuthi kade kumele kube lo muntu okukhalisayo. Kodwa ma ngikhangele sithwami, indaba ekhona yokuthi umuntu lo okukhalisileyo sasomutsha ku-leadership angithi. And uyakwazi siyabe sikhangelela ukuthi ama-better leadership alternatives angithi. I-better leadership alternatives ekuthi ebekwazi ukuthi ukuhlanganisa abantu bonke kuqhakathekile. So engikutshoyo ukuthi ahleke sibe lokho sisithi nguye okukhalisileyo. Ngiyabe ngikhangelela ukuthi ebe ngumthungameli ocabanga iZimbabwe yonke.
Lobe kungunkosazana Inyari Mashamombe, omunye wabalwela ilungelo loluntu endawonye lentatheli zindaba edumileyo uDumisani Muleya bebexoxa ecingweni loPraxis Jeremiah weStudio 7. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje inhlanganiso eqondisa ezenguqo izifa ithi sezisiya emaphethelweni inkulumo zokudinga usekelo lwemali ezancedisa amaqembu akuPremier Soccer League i-sponsorship. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Inhlanganiso yezifa ikhangelele ukuba ensukwini ezilandelayo yethule isivumelwano esilwebelane lenye inkampani yokucatshangelwa ukuba ngiyabo umakhalekhukhwini ye-Net1 yona ezafaka imali ezasetshenziswa ngamaqembu amela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu. Lesi sivumelwano sisagoqela wonke amaqembu amela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu, kucelela besilisa lakucelela besifazane. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba usomabhizimisi iWicknell Chivayo ekhalale ukusekela inhlanganiso yezifa ngemali ngemva kokuba bamaphephandaba beveze ukuba umqeqeshi weqembu lesizwe uKalisto Basua ubengatholi iholo lakhe okwenyanga ezimbili. Loba nje na uChivayo wathembisa ukuba uzabe emholisa. Loba kunjalo umongameli wenhlanganiso yezifa uPhilip Chiyangwa ubikwa echayele ihlombe uChivayo ngosizo aluphe inhlanganiso yezifa kanye leqembu lama-Warriors esithi akula muntu oseke wakwenza lokhu selokhu ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngomnyaka ka-1980. Iqembu lama-Warriors liphakathi komkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu azaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations ngomnyaka ozayo ozaqhutshelwa elizweni leGabon. Abafana beZimbabwe basalelwe imidlalo emibili njalo bazadlala leqembu leMalawi kanye leqembu leGuinea. Impumelelo yale midlalo iyezatsho ukuba baza kuyadlala kweleGabon loba hatshi, kodwa iqembu leZimbabwe lidinga imiklomelo emithathu kuphela ukuze libe leqiniso lokuba liyedlala kumncintiswano weAFCON. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
We are full.
Icha helitala uJays Marabini umfoka Ndlovu ugqiba uhlelo esithi Ntombenhle. Ukuzigqiba ezohlelo ezosuku sikhangele bezihamba phambili. Inkulungwane zabasekeli beMTCT zitshengisele lamhlanje eHarare. Kuhlelo lezemaphandleni besise Beitbridge okungesinye sezigaba ezihlaselwe indlala lonyaka. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo untungamili Nkomo. Lilale.